我们感谢神，让我们能够在这里崇拜他。
We thank God that we can worship here.
来侍奉他。
And to serve him.
在今年三月的时候。
In the past March of this year.
我曾经跟大家分享过一个题目，这个题目是说到在主内的合一。
I shared with you a sermon, and the title of that is The Unity in the Lord.
我想到那的时候，是因为我在想我们教会的准备。
I picked that topic was I was thinking about our upcoming 10th anniversary that will be in June at that time.
And那个时候呢，我所想的，我是说看到一个教会的成长，一个教会的需要。
At that time, I was thinking of the growth and also the need of the church.
我想跟大家分享，我认为希望教会的成长充满了合一，充满了精力，那么我们在一起呢，彼此互相关心。
And so I was thinking that for our church, that I was hoping that our church will grow in unity and in energy, and also we can be serving together.
我也知道我们牧师有个很大的负担。
I know our pastor has a very big burden.
他希望我们教会成长成为一个健全的和健康的教会。
He wants our church to grow as a healthy church.
我也相信我们会从牧师那里得到以后更多更好的在这方面的教导。
And I'm sure that we'll get from the pastor many more good teachings.
所以我今天在这里讲好像有点班门弄斧哈。
I don't know if I should be preaching this particular topic.
我尽可能的跟大家再继续思想没有讲完的。
So I want us to continue considering this topic that I have not finished from last time.
因为我上次跟大家分享就三点，第一，谈到教会为什么要合一。
I talked to you about three points last time. First is the reason for unity.
那么合一是怎么样的表现出来？
And also secondly, how is unity manifested?
那么合一的基础在哪里？
And thirdly, it's the foundation of unity.
我今天跟大家思想题目是合一的特性。
Today I want to share with you the nature of Christian unity.
我相信这两个可能有一点重复的地方。
Maybe there will be some overlapping.
什么是合一？很可能我们每一个人观点不一样。
As to the meaning of unity, maybe all of us have some slight difference.
所以来问一些问题。
Maybe I'll ask some questions.
合一是不是说每一个人都有一样的思想？
Is unity, does unity mean that everybody thinks the same?
是不是说我们都有一样的念头？
Or we have all the same thoughts?
是不是我们都有一样的行动？
Or we have the same behavior?
是不是我们都开一样的车子？
Or we drive the same car?
有人认为基督徒只应该开 Camry 跟 Honda 哈。
Some people think that a Christian should only drive Camry or Honda.
是不是我们应该穿一样的衣服？
Should we wear the same kind of clothing?
是不是我们要唱一样的诗歌？
Or we should sing the same kind of hymn?
同样一个完全一样崇拜的方式。
The same form or mode of worship.
我们修车子是不是一定要找一个基督徒的 mechanic?
When we need a car repair, should we go only to a Christian car mechanic?
我们看病是不是一定要找基督徒的医生？
Do we need a doctor, should we only go to a Christian doctor?
你要买房子、卖房子，是不是一定要找一个基督徒的经理人？
If you want to buy or sell a house, should you look for a Christian realtor?
是不是这一些就是我们基督徒的合一。
Do those things mean that we have unity as Christians?
当然，我相信这些都不坏了。
Of course, I don't think they are bad at all.
可是我们今天来看一下。
But let's look at this today.
那么合一的特性在哪里？
What is the nature of unity?
我们刚刚已经念过了。
We just read.
我再来念一下。
Let me read again.
希望今天完了以后，我们对刚刚那些问题有一个答案哈。
Hopefully by the end of the sermon, we'll get some answers to the questions I just posed.
所以我来念第四节到第六节。
And then we'll read verses 4-6.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上。冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。这里面有七个一。
Here we see seven ones.
一灵。
One spirit.
一个指望。
One hope.
一主。
One Lord.
一信。
One faith.
一喜。
One baptism.
一神。
One God.
我想把这七个一分成三组。
I want to divide these seven ones into three groups.
来思想一下合一的特性。
As we consider the nature of unity.
那这三组呢，就是一灵。
The three groups consist of one spirit.
一主。
One Lord.
一神。
One God.
我们知道我们的神是三位一体的神。
We know our God is a triune God.
我们知道圣父。圣父、圣子、圣灵是合一的。
We know the Father, Son, and the Spirit are united, are one.
所以我在想。
And therefore I was thinking.
也许我们基督徒的合一就应该是像圣父、圣子、圣灵的合一一样。
Therefore our Christian unity should imitate that of the Triune God.
那么，所以今天跟大家思想这三点。
So therefore, I'd like to share with you the three points today.
那么第一点，我们来思想。一喜
first,
一灵
first is one spirit
那么保罗在第三节就说过了
Paul in verse 3 said
他说用和平彼此联络接力保守圣灵所赐而唯一的心
being diligent to preserve the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace
所以圣灵所赐合而唯一的心表示我们的合一的基础是从圣灵来的。
So this is the unity of the Spirit. That means it's our peace is from the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，我们都应该有神的灵。
In other words, we all should possess the Spirit of God.
那么有人就问，什么是神的灵？
And so some may ask.What is the Spirit of God?
什么是神的心?
What is the heart of God?
那我们的合一就应该建筑在神的心里面。
And our unity should be built upon the heart of God.
有一位很有名的牧师叫 Ironside.
There's a famous pastor named Ironside.
他说这样子，我把它翻译成中文。
He said,
很明显的，基督徒不可能在所有的事上看法都相同。
It is evident that Christians will never see things eye to eye on all points.
我们每一个人受到我们自己的习惯、我们的教育、我们的环境的影响很大。
We are so largely influenced by habits, education, environment.
是不可能我们会找到一些人他们对某一件事情有相同的观念
It is an impossibility to find any number of people to look at same thing from same standpoint
可是我们基督徒应该有与神一同的心
Yet we Christians should have the same mind of Jesus of God
这个是一个谦卑的心
and that is a lowly mind.
我们应该一同行在爱中
We should walk together in love.
我们应该彼此互相关照
Consider one another.
想办法尽可能变成彼此在信心上的帮助者
Seeking to be helper of one another's faith.
这是一个有以神的心为心的一个 合一的观念。
This is the idea of the unity in God's heart.
那么我们来看一下，怎么样来做呢？
How should we do it?
我们知道圣灵住在我们当中。
We know the Spirit lives among us.
圣灵让我们尽可能的有神的心为心。
And Spirit helps us to have this heart of God in us.
那么我们做基督徒要追求说以神的心为心是怎么样做呢？
So as we pursue the goal of having the heart of God in us, how can we do it?
我想一个很好的办法，一个教导就是我们要结圣灵的果子。
And I think a very good way is for us to have the fruit of the Spirit.
假如我们能够结圣灵的果子，我们就是有神的心为我们的心。
If we can bear the fruit of the Spirit, then it means that we have the heart of God in us.
所以人说，什么是神的心？
And some may ask, what is the heart of God?
那我们可以说，就是圣灵的果子就是神的心。
We can answer, the fruit of the Spirit, that's the heart of God.
圣灵的果子是什么？
And what is the fruit of the Spirit?
假如你们有圣经，大家回到加拉太。
Please turn the Bible to Galatians.
我们回到加拉太第五章，我们很熟悉的，以前都背过的。
Galatians chapter 5, this is familiar passage.
让我来念一下，跟大家复习一下。
We'll just review these verses.
加拉太五章二十二节跟二十三节。
Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
But the fruit of spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
假如我们都能够接圣灵的果子，
If we can all have the fruit of the Spirit,
我们当然就有神的心为心。
Then of course, then we will have the heart of God.
我们就可以合一。
Then we can be united.
这样做不是一件容易的事。
But it's not an easy thing to be able to do that.
保罗教导使徒信徒们应该尽力的、竭力的去做。
Paul teaches the Christians that they should endeavor, strive to do it.
要下决心去做。
You should make up your mind to do it.
要尽可能的去做。
Do your very best to do it.
假如我们把它放在教会的合一里面。
If we put it in within the context of a church unity.
你知道对教会合一最大的威胁是什么？
Do you know what's the greatest threat to church unity?
是不合一。
And that is disunity.
所以说这不是废话吗？
And so, well, that's kind of oxymoron.
什么是不合一？
And what is disunity?
我相信保罗对一个教会的不合一有最大的负担。
I think Paul had the greatest burden for the unity of the church.
他写信给哥林多的教会。
When he wrote to the Corinthian church,
他劝他们要合一。
He encouraged them to be united.
不要认为你是属保罗的。
Not to consider that you belong to Paul.
你是属基法的。
Or you belong to Cephas.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
表示他们里面已经有纷争。
It shows that they already have divisions among themselves.
保罗写信给腓立比的教会。
When Paul wrote to the Ephesian church,
在第四章第二节里面，他劝了里面有两位妇女要彼此和好。
In chapter 4, verse 2, he encouraged two ladies in that church.
但是有阿爹跟寻都基。
Euodia and the Syntyche to be united.
据说这两个人，这两位妇女在教会里面的地位都很重要。
These two women occupy very important positions in that church.
有每一个人有跟他想法相同的。
Both had followers.
结果变成了两派。
And therefore, two groups got together.
所以保罗劝他们。
And therefore, Paul
不要有纷争。
Not to have divisions.
所以假如我们说我们要接力的去做合一的，接力的不要有纷争。
So if we say that we should strive toward unity and not to have division.
假如在教会里面有哪一个人要跟你争吵。
If in the church somebody wants to have a fight with you, a quarrel with you,
那我们可以说我们尽可能的不要去争吵。
We can try to our very best not to quarrel.
想尽各样各样的办法来不要争吵。
Do your best if at all possible not to quarrel.
所以下定决心不要争吵。
To make up your mind that you will not quarrel.
这就是接力的意思。
Now that's the meaning of the striving.
假如教会里面有人恨你。
If somebody in church hates you.
我们应该尽可能不要去恨这个人。
We should do all possible ways to not hate him.
下定决心不去恨这个人。
Make a resolution not to hate.
有的时候不容易。
Sometimes it's not easy.
可是我们要竭力的去做。
But we should strive to do it.
假如有一个人需要你原谅他。
If somebody needs your forgiveness.
那我们应该决定下定决心去原谅。
Then we should be resolved.
所以我们可以尽量尽想尽办法的去原谅。
We should do everything possible to forgive.
有人需要你帮助。
If somebody needs your help,
你们知道我会下面要讲什么了，是吧？
You know what I'm going to say.
尽可能的去帮助。
Do your best to help.
下定决心的去帮助。
Resolve to help.
想尽办法来帮助。
Think of all the ways that you can help.
那么这也就是说，我们在合一，我们要以主耶稣，我们神的心，怎么样在合一上，我们来表现。
And this is how we show that we have unity and that we have the heart of God in us.
做得到做不到？
Can we do it?
有人做到了没有？
Has somebody done it already?
有没有我们的榜样这样能已经做到了？
Do we have some in examples in front of us?
如果相信靠我们自己，我们知道我们办不到。
I'm sure that by ourselves we cannot do it.
所以这问题不是做得到做不到，问题是你愿意不愿意这样做。
The question is whether we can or not, but whether we are willing to or not.
只要你愿意。
If you're willing.
靠了主，靠了圣灵的帮助。
By the power of the Lord and the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以接力的去做。
We can strive to do it.
这就是在圣灵里面我们一个合一的一个表现。
Now this is a manifestation of the unity in the spirit.
那么第二点，我们看一主。
The second point is one Lord.
我现在再回到以弗所书这里。
I'll come back to Ephesians.
这里说同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，这什么意思？
It's with one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. What does it mean?
我把它说，这个是在主里面的合一。
I want to think of this as the unity in the Lord.
我们知道，圣灵把我们召集在一起，变成了一个身体。
We know the Holy Spirit gathers us to form this body.
我们每一个基督徒都有同一个指望。
We know all Christians have the same hope.
所以他这里说。一个指望。
Therefore, it says in verse 4, one hope.
这个指望是什么？
What hope is that?
我们最近礼拜五晚上查经班一直在查腓立比。
Recently, in our Bible study class, we've been studying Philippians.
那我们看一下保罗说这个指望是什么？我们翻到腓立比。
Let's turn to Philippians and see what kind of hope Paul is talking here.
我们在查第三章，我相信就在第三章那边。我们可以看到第十二节的后面跟十四节的后面谈到我们的指望。
In chapter 3 of Philippians, the second part of verse 12 and 14.
我来念那个后半节好了，我就用中文来念。
And then we'll read the second part of verse 12 and 14.
这里说，赫者可以得到基督耶稣，所以得作我的。不要看小字更清楚，他小字说赫作所要我得的，换句话，他可以得着基督耶稣所要我得的。那么十四节的后边边说，神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏， 换句话说，我们的同一的指望是什么？
In other words, what's our common hope?
就是要主耶稣基督要我们所得到的奖赏，这是我们的指望。
And that is to receive the prize that Jesus Christ wants us to have. That's
our hope. 每一个人都有一个指望。
Everybody has hope.
这一个指望是同样的。
And this hope is the same.
都在主基督上面身上。
And that is in Christ Jesus.
因为保罗这里所指的说，我们有一天要见主面。
Paul here is saying that one day we'll see the Lord.
所以在没有见到主面以前，我们要竭力的来追求这个。
So before we see the Lord, we are going to press on toward the goal.
所以这是我们说同一个指望，指望在主。
So this is what it means by one hope. The hope is in the Lord.
我们都受了洗。
We've all been baptized.
所以我们只有一个洗。
And we have one baptism.
受洗表示什么意思？
What does baptism mean?
受洗表示我们在众人面前承认我们的信心在基督身上。
Baptism means a public confession of our faith in Christ.
那么一个信心。
One faith.
我们信只有主基督耶稣是我们的拯救。
We only believe Jesus Christ is our only salvation.
假如我们有同一个信心。
If we have only one faith.
我们有同一个指望，
and we have one hope.
那么我们所追求的是相同的，
and therefore our goal should be the same.
这也就是我们同一的一个表现，
and that is also another manifestation of our unity.
那保罗更进一步的说，
and Paul continued on.
我们看一下哥林多前书，
let's look at First Corinthians.
第一章
chapter 1
第十二章
chapter 12
十二节跟十三节
verses 12 to 13
找到我来用中文念
and I will read those two verses
这里说就如身子是一个却有许多肢体而且肢体虽多仍是一个身子基督也是这样那么保罗在这里很明显的用属肉体属世的肉体来形容属灵的肉体
Here we can clearly say that Paul is using the human body as an analogy of this spiritual body
属世的肉体我们要合一
Earthly body we need to be united
我们希望在家庭里面父亲母亲跟孩子们都合一
In our families we hope that parents can be united
我们不希望家里面很多争吵很多纷争
We don't want to have fightings and divisions in our family
我们说这一个建议一个健康的家庭是一个所谓机能良好的家庭用英文说是一个 functional family
this kind of healthy family we call it functional family
假如一个机能不良好的家庭我们管它叫 dysfunctional family
and for a dysfunctional family
那么机能不良好的家庭从心理学来看是所有的心理病态的基根
and for a dysfunctional family according to psychologists is the root of all pathology
同样的
similarly
在一个教会里面假如这个机能不良好的话
if the church is dysfunctional
换句话教会里面不合一的话
in other words the church is not united
换句话教会里的肢体配搭的不好的话
In other words, the members do not work together well.
那我们就有一个机能不良好的教会
Then we'll end up with a dysfunctional church.
所以保罗这里提了几个例子
So Paul gives us a few examples.
比方说他说我们每一个门徒都是教会里的肢体
For example, he said that all disciples are the members of the body.
这就好像我们身体有眼睛、有嘴巴、有耳朵、有手、有脚。
Just like in the body, we have different parts of eyes, ears, nose, and hands and feet.
假如说我们的头，我们教会的头是主耶稣基督。
If the head of our church is the Lord Jesus Christ.
假如我们的头告诉我们的脚说你要向南走。
If the head tells the feet to go towards south.
可是我们的眼睛说我要向北看。
But the eyes want to look towards the north.
你说我们可以走多远，向南走走多远。
Can you imagine how far we can go?
所以要合一，彼此要配搭的好。
So we have to be united, we have to work with each other.
教会里的每一个肢体
Every member in the church
都有不同的恩赐
has different gifts.
这个是好还是不好
Is this good or not good?
一个多元性的教会
In a church of a different form
A variety.
A variety of
church. 我不晓得 variety 是不是翻成多元性哈，可能我中文翻的不好。就是一个教会里面有多元性的，有 variety 的教会是个好的现象，是教会美丽的地方。
It's the beauty of the church really to have variety.
所以我很感谢牧师今天给我们要背的金句啊。
So I'm very thankful.
刚刚我们已经念过两遍。
Yeah, thankful for Pastor picking those verses for us for memory verse we read two times already.
我跟牧师没有联络过。
I did not contact the pastor concerning this point.
可是我看到今天看到一个金句，说就是一个合一的表现。
But when I saw the memory verse, I said, "Well, this is a sign of unity."
我来念。
Let me read it.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知。有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为了成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。各尽其职。
We should do our own duty, perform our own duty.
换句话说，我们每一个肢体要彼此互相配搭。
That means we should edify each other as members.
那么每一个人都有他不同的功用
and everybody has different functions
我们要彼此看重别人的功用
and we should give preference to others functions
我们每一个人感受哪一个神所给的恩赐要比别人的恩赐好
we cannot say one particular gift is better than the other
我们不敢说哪一个人的恩赐比别人的恩赐重要
And we cannot say one particular gift is more important than another.
每一个人都是一样的，在神的眼里面。
Because everybody is the same before God.
我们刚刚看哥林多前书，我们刚刚在看第十二章。我在这里有一节很重要。
We just looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There's a very important verse here.
我来念二十六节。
Verse 26.
我念二十五节开始念
starting with verse 25
免得身上分门别类总要肢体彼此相顾二十六节若一个肢体受苦所有的肢体就一同受苦若一个肢体得荣耀所有的肢体就一同快乐这个跟属世的办法完全不属世的观念完全不一样
This is so different from a worldly concept
在一个属世的团体里面
In the worldly organization
有一个人得荣耀
If a person has honor
其他的人怎么样
What happens to the rest of people
很多人嫉妒
Many people will be envious
他不认为自己跟他一样得荣耀
And they don't consider that they are glorified with that person
若有一个人一个肢体受苦
If one member suffers
可能有人会同情
Maybe some people will show compassion
可能也有人在那里趁机心里面暗暗得意
But there may be others who are secretly happy about that
会不会发生在我们教会里面？
Will these things happen in our church too?
会不会发生在其他的教会里面？
Will it happen in other churches?
我相信只要有人的地方，这种事情会发生。
I believe this kind of thing will happen as long as there are people in the church.
可能也许就是我们人的罪性。
Maybe it's because of our sinful nature.
可是假如我们要在主里面，我们要合一的话。
But if we are to be united in the Lord,
这是值得我们警惕的。
That's something we should be forewarned.
值得我们学习的。
And for us to learn.
在我们肢体中有人有荣耀，我们大家都得荣耀。
If a member is glorified, then everybody it should be glorified.
有人受苦。
And if a member suffers,
我们应该一同受苦。
All the members suffer with it.
不像人家说的，说在属世的社会里面，你要哭，你一个人哭，没有人跟你一起哭。
Not like what the world says, that if you cry, you have to cry by yourself. Nobody will cry with you.
所以我们在主基督里面的合一，我们应该以神的心为心。
Therefore, to have unity in the Lord, we should have the heart of God.
那么我们看一下第三点。
Let's look at third point.
我们说是一个神。
We said one God.
这是我来念第六节，回到以弗所书。
Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 4, and Peinian will read verse 6.
第六节这里讲啊，我找到以后我就给你们念啊。一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，贯乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。那么这里是什么意思？
What does it mean?
这里换句话说，神是我们的父。
In other words, God is our Father.
他住在我们里面。
He lives within us.
他借着我们把他自己表现出来。
And through us, He manifests himself.
他在我们当中运行。
And He moves around us.
这里我们中文说是一神啊，超乎众人之上，贯乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。我想请师母念一下英文的翻译。
Verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
这里有四个 all.
There are four alls here.
All 的意思是什么？
What does all mean?
也就是合一的表现。
That's the manifestation of unity.
那么神的心是合一的心。
God's heart is a united heart.
我们怎么知道？
How do we know that?
我们看一下保罗怎么讲。
Let's see what Paul said.
我们看一下罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
罗马书第十五章。
Chapter 15.
就是罗马书最后一章的前面，倒是第二章。
Yeah, second last chapter of Romans.
十五章第五节跟第六节，我来念。
Romans 15 verses 5 to 6, Peinian will read them.
这里保罗说：“但愿忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣，一心一口。”荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。这里保罗在这里祈求神赐给所有的弟兄姐妹们有一个同一同心，就是同合一的心。
Here Paul pleads with God to give the brothers and sisters the same mind with one another. That means unity among them.
那么这里有一个英文的字啊，他把英文把它翻译成 like-minded.
There's a word like-minded.
有两种不同的翻译。
There are two different translations.
你假如看 NIV 的翻译，它是用的 unity.
In the NIV translation, the word unity is used.
假如你看 New American Standard 的翻译的话，它说的是 same mind.同样的一心。
And New American Standard has same mind.
对，同样的心就是合一。
same mind is means unity.
那保罗请求神把合一的心赐给我们，赐给我们什么样的心呢？
Paul prays that God will give us the same mind. What kind of mind is that?
是第五节前面讲两个字，忍耐的，安慰的，两个字，忍耐跟安慰。
And it's found in previous verses as perseverance and encouragement.
有的英文就像刚刚师母念的，翻译成 perseverance and encouragement. 有的英文翻译成 love and comfort.
For perseverance and encouragement, another translation is love and comfort.
所以我们可以说，神的心是忍耐的心，是鼓励的心，是安慰的心，是爱的心。
So we can conclude that the mind of God means a persevering, encouragement, love, and comfort.
我们知道诗篇里面讲说神是造成众人心的神。
We know that in Psalms that God fashions our hearts.
这就是以赛亚所讲的神是泥匠，我们是泥土。
Just as Isaiah said that God is the potter and we are the clay.
神怎么样塑造我们，我们就变成什么样。
And the way God molds us, that's the way we turn out.
所以保罗求神塑造我们这个样的心。
And therefore Paul in his prayer asked God to mold us into this way.
那么这个样的心就是一个忍耐的心，一个安慰的心，它是要我们有的。
And Paul prays that we will have this mind, and that is perseverance, encouragement, love, and comfort.
假如我们有忍耐的心，有安慰的心，有爱的心，我们是不是就容易合一呢？
If we can have a persevering, encouraging, and loving heart, does it mean that we have the same heart, same mind?
所以我们保罗说要我们有像神这样同一的心。
And Paul said that we should be of the same mind as God.
主耶稣基督也为我们求。
And Jesus also prayed for us.
他求的就是这样。
That's what he prayed for.
约翰福音第十七章，我们看一下。
In John,
这是我们主耶稣的祷告。
John chapter 17, this is our Lord's prayer.
这是一个很美的祷告。
This is a beautiful prayer.
有人说这应该是 Lord's prayer.
Somebody said that this should really be called the Lord's
Prayer. 我现在恨不得本道牧师赶快讲到第十七章。
I can't wait for the pastor.
牧师在一直在讲约翰福音哈。
I can't wait for him to preach.
这是我们一个很宝贝的教导。
This will be a very precious teaching.
那么我们说，我们今天就跳到十七章二十一节，我来念。
Chapter 17, verse 21.
我想大家可能很熟悉哈。
Maybe this is familiar.
这是主耶稣为在神面前为我们求。
This is the prayer for us by Jesus to God.
使他们合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Verses 21 to 23.
我们合一，就像父在子里面，也像子在父里面一样。
Our unity will be like that between Jesus and God. Jesus is in the Father, and the Father is in the Son.
我们要学习主耶稣怎么样在神里面。
We have to learn from Jesus how to be in God.
我们说主耶稣对神是顺服的心。
We say that Jesus is obedient to God.
对不对？
Is that true?
保罗不是在那里说吗？说我们主耶稣顺服到一个地步，死在十字架上。
And do you remember Paul said that Jesus was obedient to God to the point of death, even death on the cross.
那么主耶稣的心是谦卑的心。
And Jesus' heart is a heart of humility.
假如我们有这个谦卑的心，我们就会合一。
If we have this humble heart, then we'll be united.
为什么？
Why?
有谦卑的心，我们容易忍耐。
If we are humble, then it will be easier for us to be patient.
有谦卑的心，保罗给我们有两个教导。
If we are humble, then Paul gave us two teachings.
他说第一点，我们要看别人比自己强。
First of all, we consider others as more important than we are.
假如我们看别人比自己强，我们就不会容易有纷争。
If we consider others as better than we are, then we won't have division easily.
我们就不会彼此争吵。
And then we won't have quarrels.
那么保罗也说什么呢？
And also Paul said another thing.
保罗说我们不要只顾自己的事。
He said that we should not merely look out for our own interests.
换句话说我们要顾念别人的事。
In other words, we should look out for other people's interests.
哥林多前书十三章谈到爱。
First Corinthians chapter 13 talks about love.
我们都很熟悉。
And we are very familiar with that.
那对爱 有两点我特别提醒一下。
I want to bring up two points about love.
他说爱不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek its own.
不纪念他人的恶。
And does not take into account a wrong suffered.
所以保罗这里说我们看别人比自己强，不要只顾念自己的事。
And so Paul is teaching us that we should consider others as more important than ourselves and do not merely look out for our own interests.
我们前面说过，我们要一个人需要我们原谅，我们就应该尽量的去原谅，是不是？
Earlier we mentioned that if somebody needs our forgiveness, we should do our best to forgive.
我们为什么做不到呢？
But why can't we do it?
因为我们一直在纪念着他在我身上所做的坏事。
Because we are always counting the wrongs that he has done against us.
一想到恨就来了。
And when I think of those wrongs, the hatred will rise up.
所以假如我们能够做到不纪念他人的恶，我们就会容易原谅。
So if we can not, we can be, succeed in not counting other people's wrongs, then we can forgive.
所以这是个合一的表现。
So this is a sign of unity.
主耶稣已经把我们都原谅了。
Jesus forgives us all.
为什么我们不能原谅别人？
So why can't we forgive others?
所以保罗又在这里有一个很好的教导。
And Paul has another good teaching here.
我们看一下哈，我们来想一下，保罗说我们要顾念别人呢。
Paul said that we should consider others.
我们要在以神的爱来顾念别人。
And we should regard others in God's love.
我们翻到这个，我看看，其实呢，我们现在不要去翻了，我看时间的关系，今天，对啊，我们就不再去翻太多的经节。那么保罗告诉我们，我们要以在神的爱里面去顾念别人，让别人有优在我们心里面有优先的地位。
Paul said that we should consider others, regard others in God's love, and show deference to them.
这是很重要的，让人家在我们心里面有优先的地位。
That other people will occupy a place of importance in our hearts.
所以我们今天看了很简单的看了三个合一的，一个是我们的合一是我们有一灵，我们的合一是我们有一个身体就是一主，我们的合一我们有一个心就是神的心。
Today we have looked simply at three points and we have one hope, one Lord and one God.
回到前面的问题，
And I return to the questions I posed earlier.
是不是我们都该穿一样的衣服？
Should we all wear the same kind of clothes?
说同样的话。
Say the same thing.
开同样的车子。
Drive the same car.
住同样的房子。
Live the same kind of house.
这合一的问题不在我们 做什么。
Unity doesn't depend on what we do.
在乎我们是什么样的人。
Rather depends on what kind of people we are.
So it's what we are, not what we do. 我们是什么样的人，不在乎我们的做什么样的事。
It's not what we do, but what we are.
可是有一点。
Yet there's another point.
假如我们都有这个样的心，今天所讲的这样的心。
If we all possess the mind that we've been talking this afternoon.
那么我们的行为会不会一致呢？
Then will our actions be uniform?
我们当然会一致。
Of course,
we won't. 我们不会太矛盾。
We won't have too many conflicts.
所以，神说：“你们假如爱人像我爱人一样，众人看到你们的爱，就知道你是我的门徒，对不对？”
Jesus said that if you love others just as I love you, then other people will tell that you are my disciples.
所以我们今天结束，我要问的问题已经问过了。
So as we conclude, I'd like to ask a question that I posed earlier.
答案我们也有了。
And we have the answer too.
所以我们的结论是这样子。
So our conclusion is this.
在上一次我讲这个题目的时候，我的结论是说，我们应该看一个教会在合一里面的成长，要看我们彼此牺牲的程度。
As I preached last time on this topic, I asked that I concluded that the extent of our growth depends on our
sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
我们能够不能够做到牺牲的地步
？Are we willing to sacrifice?
那我就想到。Chuck Swindoll 曾经说过一句话。
And I remember something Chuck Swindoll said once.
他说：“假如一个教会里面有不合一，就表示这个教会里面有自私的心。
”If a church cannot have unity, that means there is selfishness in the church.
那么我们今天再加上，我们不但没有自私的心，我们不但大家彼此愿意牺牲。
And on top of that, not only do we delete selfishness from our heart, we also put in sacrifice.
而且我们能够因为这样子的合一，我们没有争吵，我们彼此之间互相原谅，彼此之间互相帮助，所以我们可以在我们当中有平安，有喜乐，然后我们彼此相爱。
And then because we have this unity, then we won't have quarrels, we have forgiveness, we have love for each other, and then ending up we have joy and peace.
这就是我今天跟大家思想到一个合一的特性。
This is what I want all of us to meditate on, and that is the nature of unity.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
慈悲的天父，我们感谢你。
Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们知道我们这个教会是一个蒙恩的教会。
We know that our church is blessed.
我们也知道我们的牧师对这个教会有一个很重的负担。
And we know the pastor has a very heavy burden for our church.
他希望我们是一个健康的教会。
He wants our church to be healthy.
我们愿意在这一方面来继续的追求。
And we are willing to pursue this goal.
但愿我们都有我们主耶稣基督的心为心。
May we all possess the mind of our Lord Jesus Christ.
都有同一个指望。
And we have the same hope.
你说过，弟兄姐妹们和睦相聚是何等的美。
And you said that how beautiful it's when brothers and sisters live together in peace.
所以，但愿我们也在一起，彼此互相帮助，彼此互相关怀。
And may we all live together, helping and caring for each other.
在我们当中能够有喜乐，能够有平安。
And that we'll experience joy and peace.
叫我们可以在主里面继续的成长。
And we can continue to grow in the Lord.
祈求乃是奉主基督耶稣的圣名。
Pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.